Welcome to Roll 20 Miles. I'm your DM, Lillian Forrest. If we finally are back in person. B isn't here because B has things to do, but that's fine. Introduce your character. So you're playing Steve today.
I am Balasar.
The name, character name, and how much your head hurts in this moment, because that's all I can think about right now.
I am Oreo. I play Balasar, and my head does not hurt at all, but the back of my neck does ever so slightly because I've been carrying weeks of stress.
My turn.
Yeah.
I'm Jonas. I play Steve, and I usually play Bonk, but not today. And
because Bonk went down some stairs, and we need Espen to, like, I basically split the party in two, maybe three pieces, because I think we're doing Balasar, and then Oreo has to leave, and then I'll do some Steve stuff.
Woo. And on a my head is about like a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not in pain and 10 being I cannot function as a human being.
I'm Lillian. I'm your DM, and using the same scale that Jonas used, so 1 being perfectly fine and 10 being not able to function as a human being, I'm at about a 7. But hey, I live with chronic pain, so that's not too new.
I wonder if like a 7 for you would be like an 11 for me.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, last session, you guys were on a ship, and Bunk tried to jump ship to another one, but then he got scarred, like in The Lion King, where Scar's like, what is Scar's line? I couldn't remember the evil lion's...
Wait, before, like, I don't remember the line. Before he kind of shoved Mufasa off the edge,
yeah.
He said, long live the king.
Oh.
Long live the king.
Anyways, that dwarf is eventually gonna come back.
Ironically.
Because Bonk fucked up. Then Espen went in the water as a dragon. Balasar, don't know what Balasar is doing the entire time.
I insulted the guy, and then
you insulted Tay so much.
Yeah.
Tay does not like you.
Yeah. I didn't really do much because I wasn't really focused on.
Yeah. B said if we ever do online again that they can't participate, and I'm like, we're never doing online again.
Yeah.
Steve went to buy rope. Bonk, Espen, and Windex went to learn about Bonk's gun, but Bonk got lured into a back room and has a fancy bracelet on. Okay, so Steve went to the inn, and Balasar, you're in a military-run town. It's a metal town, very fancy. It's a traveler's town, so there's our ships going in and out. There is that big water avenue where ships are going in and out.
So, who's it aligned with?
Vibra.
Okay,
so it's your guys's. Okay. So you have 3 days in town, mm-hmm, before you have to report back to the ship. Is there anything that you want to do?
What is that?
You, as General Balasar, you could head up to the fancy district of this place. You could get a nice place to rest. You could rub elbows? Is that the phrase?
With
the rich people.
So?
I think it's rub elbows.
I have no clue. But
you could go be fancy with people. You could go kill people.
I want to go to the fancy district.
You
want to
go to the
drunk.
Fancy district? You want to go to the fancy district and get drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have not had a good drink in a while.
When was the last time Balasar was drunk?
That's a great question.
Wasn't it with... It's been a while, anyways. Okay. What bar do you go to? What bar, tavern? Tell me.
I just kind of look for the nicest looking one.
Are you looking for one that's going to respect you as a military? Well, every place here is going to really respect you, but are you looking one that is specifically designed for military people?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you walk in, okay, hang on. Gosh, I hate having to think of these. Ugh. I come up with a military and I have to do shit for them, even though I don't want to because I don't like them. This is the round roulette. So you see this big place is fancy, it's shiny because it's like made from steel, like the entire place. You walk up to it and you know those doors that.
Swinging doors?
Yeah, swinging doors. Yeah. Like in the old movies, in the cowboy movies.
Yeah.
So those, you push through those doors and you, as status of general, obviously pull everyone's attention because you're walking into town. You're the general. Mm-hmm. Everyone respects you. Roll me a perception check.
I don't have dice. Okay, that's a 9 and then 10.
So it's a 10 altogether. I don't know what I expected that dice to tell me. It didn't tell me what I wanted. So you walk in, the entire place hushes, but not in a, like, oh my gosh, who is that? It's more of like, oh my gosh, is that General Balasar? You actually hear that from, like, a lady in the corner, and, like, there was a hush, and then she goes, oh my gosh, it's a General Balasar.
Okay, so I
hear it. He's here in our city.
I hear it, and I'm like, evening, ladies. I kind of swagger in, just kind of like, y'all, what's going on?
I flipped my book. I did, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines of notes for this.
Lovely.
And most of them are just a description of the guy. So, you hear from a table, somebody go, General Balasar!
Hello, yeah.
You look over, and you see a tall man in a yellow Vibra uniform, gray hair, a receding hairline with gray hair, a monocle and mustache. He is peach-toned with wide shoulders. This is Colonel Dijon.
Mm-hmm.
Jonas got it.
I think I got it.
It's okay. I'm making it. So there's Colonel Mustard from the Clue game.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to do that type of shit. So
okay.
When I do a character description, I'm like, expect that.
Okay.
He is one of the top leading officers, like, is general. I don't remember what's in between general and colonel, so right now it's general and colonel.
I wanna say commander.
Commander?
I have no idea.
I want to call him Colonel because he's Colonel Dijon.
Yeah.
Colonel Mustard's nephew?
So is this...
Long-lost twin brother.
Long-lost twin brother. Yes, this is canon. So, you see him and it's obvious that this dude kind of is in charge of the city and as a whole. Only, mm-hmm. like, military people and people who come in with them are allowed into the round roulette, which, by the way, is a... I describe a lot of bars as round. I cannot describe it as a three-ring circus. I am sorry, that is a reference to something else.
Under pressure, Encanto song? I'm kind of thinking that, never mind. I can't give away the location of it because it is a bar that I am thinking of that I have gotten orders from, which I'm not going to disclose the name of.
Anyways, so the room is like, I don't know. How tall are you?
Like, pretty tall. I don't know. Like,
Jonas, how tall are you?
Which one? Oh, that one.
What does that mean?
You asked how... how tall I am.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Probably around 5'8", 5'9".
Okay. Round that up to 6 foot? Okay.
But 6 foot is a weird number, so you gotta round it up to 6'1". But like, 6'1".
But 6'1" is like the new 6'2".
The Okay, so the radius of this place is like... What's 12 times 2?
24.
So the radius, that's half of a circle, right?
Or
is
yes.
that the full? Okay, so the radius is 24 feet, and then you do the circle thing, right? Maths.
Yeah.
Circumference. There you go. Something about one half the radius.
Some kind of
pi.
Some freaking weird math bullshit.
Anyways, so that's the place, and your dice make noise. I'm sorry, I am going to be harsh bitch today because my head hurts so badly.
That's fine.
And so it's like there's the round, and then over on one side of the round is like this rounded bar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's obviously stuff behind, like the kitchen and shit. And then, like, in the middle of the circle is a stage where people are showing off. How much does Balasar care about people?
Kind of depends. Like, if it's just, like, random people or people below me, then I could not give two shits. I could not give a rat's ass about how they think of me. But, you know, if it's, like, a higher ranking person, like, higher than me, then, like, you know, I kind of care a little.
Okay,
but
so
still,
you don't...
But still not all.
So none of the people performing in the middle even catch your attention. There's music and there's people dancing for mm-hmm. other people's entertainment. That's all you know. There you go. There's your description. Colonel Mustard is sitting next to... Colonel DeJong is sitting next to Professor Cherry. Is Professor Cherry or Professor Fig better?
Fig.
Professor Fig. Professor Fig is a lady.
It's like a Pokemon professor.
Okay. Yeah, you're in the bar now. There's Professor Fig next to Colonel DeJean at a table. They're drinking. Professor Fig is in like this nice... Mauve is not the right word. I don't know, look up pictures of Professor Plum. Wait, Professor Plum's a dude.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Phoenix. Phoenix? I don't know, a different one. I don't know. I made her a girl in my head.
Boss.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, there's another person in purple next to, Colonel Dijon. What would Balasar like to do?
Personally, I feel like I respect these guys, so I'm like, evening lads.
General Balasar.
How are you doing tonight?
I didn't know you were in town. If I had known, I would have sent out, people to show you around.
No. Yeah, I'm just on my way to Umtithir for, dark magic, whatever.
Oh, you're on that special mission. Why did I wink?
Why did you wink?
I'm...
Audio friends, Lillian winked at me.
I don't know. It just felt in character. There was no reason for it.
Okay.
I think he's like, oh, it's the secret mission that only higher-ups know about.
Okay, yeah.
He still does wink at Balasar.
Okay, then I'm kind of like, okay.
Wink. He might be tipsy. We're gonna play it off as him being tipsy.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm sober, and I want to get drunk.
Would you like to sit down and join us for a drink, General Balasar?
Sure. It's been a while since I've had a good drink.
So you sit down at the table.
I've been on a ship with these ass wipes. They're just... Ugh!
Well, we could have gotten you, like, an official militia ship. A militia? Military?
Military.
Military ship. You're general. You have access to these things, sir.
But it's these other guys that are just dragging me around everywhere that are looking for their own things to do. They're acting like they're just dragging me along.
Dragon? Because Getty, you're a dragon?
Shut up! Like, they're just acting like it's their business to deal with, even though it's mine, so they really get on my nerves sometimes.
I do have a proposal for how to fix your problem. I have been needing more helpers in the activities of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you can help me get them, then they're out of your hair.
Okay.
You can go deal with your stuff, and they will be hard-working citizens here.
Yes. Yes, please. Please.
That's wonderful. What was I going to tell you? I totally forgot, General Ballister. I do apologize. It's been a bit. And Professor Plum, he/she pronouns. He turns to look at you. The mining operation has been going very well. But as Colonel Dijon said, we have sadly been losing a high amount of workers down in the oil rigging.
How so?
Well, one, there's been rebellion, uprisings. We've been stricter on who comes in and out of town and what they're able to take off of ships, because several quote-unquote pirates, I say quote-unquote because they're not technically pirates, but the way that they act and move about in life is definitely that of pirates. But, well, they've been taking food and clothes and just things needed for the civilian life down there. We provide it for them.
Oh gosh, I gotta hate those pirates.
Exactly. We provide all of the citizens of the oil mining operation all that they need.
Alright, get me down there and I'll have that whipped up, whipped into shape.
General Balasaw, he puts a hand Colonel Bichon puts a hand on your shoulder. I appreciate your help. How long are you here in town?
Just a few days. I'm supposed to report back to the past white captain, but
Dave being called an asswipe hurts! In like a funny way.
Yeah.
Cause like I love Tay.
Yeah.
Tay is so close to my heart.
But Balasaw doesn't like that.
No, Balasaw hates him. Would you be willing to head down there now? I know you were hoping to get drunk.
Can I get drunk on the way?
Sure!
Alright!
And so, Colonel Must calls someone over, like, buys a few bottles, and then he stands up, and Professor Plum also stands, Professor Fig stands up as well, and moves to, like, this door in the wall behind the bar. And he opens it, and it leads into a staircase, where you guys start to descend. Roll me just a quick perception check.
Seven.
Okay, so all you really notice is it's colder as you go down.
Yeah.
And then that's where I'm gonna pause Balasar's story, so that when we're all back together, Bunk is going down the stairs and Balasar are going down the stairs at the same time. We'll see if I can get Steve down there at all. I have no clue what's going on with Steve. What was Steve wanting to do?
Go and find a store.
Okay,
Just, like, wander around the main part of this city until he finds a place.
Name it. Describe it. Do something.
It's this really cool purple store. It's like two stories tall and looks really elegant.
Audio friends! Jonas is just describing the neighbor's house.
I looked out the window and started describing the store.
Do not dox us, please.
There's a lot of purple houses in the US of A.
Yeah. And it has a slanted roof, and over the first story, there's like a little balcony, no, porch wrapping around all of it.
So, that's the shop you walk up towards. And of course, the doors are open. There's like racks of, like, you know when you go to a thrift store and they have racks of like clothes on the outside? That's what this is kind of like. And then there's like a small little sign on the door that this door is open, so you have to like lean in a little to read it. And it is called, Slanting Shirtlands.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna write down a list of, like, all of the store names that we have that are, like, big chains, so we can reuse them.
Oh, okay, so this place that was supposed to be an indie shop, you want to make into a chain?
Yeah.
Slanting Shirtlands!
Gosh.
They sell, they're like an apothecary. You could also just have gone to a Wellgood.
I forgot about those.
Something that wasn't just the name flip-flop, but it's now Wellgood.
I think I'm gonna stay with the
Slanted Shirtlands.
Slanted Shirtlands.
It's like an apothecary where like magic users can go for cheap things. Definitely pushing out any independent store owners here. You walk in and there's like bones.
I mean, yeah.
There's some bones, there's some, like, herbs. There's herbs, there's, like, dice. Dice are important here. You see nice handmade bags of holding. Like, they're very well made. Or they should be. You are terrified of how cheaply they are priced. If these are, in fact, homemade, the people who made them were not paid sufficiently.
I'm gonna take one of the bag of holdings off the shelf, flip it upside down, and then open it and see what happens.
Nothing comes out of it. It's brand new.
Okay. Then I'm gonna put one of my crossbow bolts in there.
Okay.
And then close it, and then take it back out.
Like, you're trying to steal it?
No, I'm trying to, like, see if so.
Okay, continue.
So I'm just trying to see if it actually works or if it just kidnaps all of my stuff.
Nothing comes out.
I'm gonna move on to the next one to see if that works.
The next bag?
Yeah, the next bag.
Okay. What do you put in this one?
Another crossbow bolt.
Half of a crossbow bolt comes out.
Next one it is.
Okay, this one works.
Okay, and then I'm gonna... How much is this one?
So your average, like, brand new home... Like, again, this looks handmade. Yeah. Very well done. Your average one would normally cost you, like, 20 to 40. This is... 7 gold.
Okay. Wait, I have a random question. It's not that random, but if I were to put a bag of holding inside a bag of a holding, would a bag of holding come out of the bag of holding?
like, bag. Other bag. Put bag in bag.
Yeah.
And then you flip bag upside down, would that bag come out?
Yeah. Like.
Depends on if it's a bag of holding that works.
Okay.
Because you've now noticed that two out of the three you've tried have only partially worked.
Interesting. I'm gonna save that for later.
I appreciate how you, like, you had that donut in your hand, and then you're just...
Well, I was gonna eat it, but then I changed my mind, and I didn't want to make noise.
And then you eat it!
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are you wanting to, like, you have this bag of holding in your hand. This is a somewhat busy shop, because, again, it is slanted shirtlands, a chain store, apothecary, clothes shop. With a tagline of, like, all homemade.
If I were to put the bag of holding in my pocket, would anybody notice?
You'd have to roll stealth.
Or, I guess a better question is, how many people are around?
How big is that house? In the house right now, there are, like, five shoppers and then one person, a very bored, looking, like, halfling. There we go. I said half before I realized who I was saying. So a very bored looking halfling is sitting on a stool behind the checkout desk. You can roll insight to see if they're even paying attention.
That is 8.
You might be able to slip past them.
I'm gonna try it.
Okay.
Stealth is 14.
Okay, yeah, so you walk, one person is walking left, another person is walking right, and so you walk right in between them. And as you're walking between them, so they're distracted, you slip it into your pocket.
And then I'm gonna wander around the store a bit and try to look for a crossbow and a half.
Oh, Robin's heard of non-investigation? That didn't actually work.
19.
So you see behind the halfling, there's like things are fall through into like this giant potion bottle. Like at the top, there's things falling through. And you see, right at the top of the like pile inside of the potion, this giant potion bottle, is a crossbow and a half. It's slanted shirtlands. They're gonna slant you a few times and sell you maybe this thing, but maybe you'll buy the bag that actually unlocks the potion bottle of each store.
Okay. How do bags of holdings work? Like, does the object you're trying to fit in the bag, like, does it have to be able to fit in the bag, or could I, like, put just a corner in and then the whole entire thing would go into the bag?
Oh, okay. So I've always debated this because, like, people can go inside of the bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's a bag of holding. It's not gonna be, like, a person-sized bag where you can put it on, like, a tote bag.
Yeah.
But I've allowed people to step inside of the bag, which means there is warping there. Because whatever goes in the bag goes into a mini-dimension.
Okay.
So, something about these bags of holding, they're not bags of holding when your items don't come back all the way or at all, because that's now a portal. That's not a mini dimension. That's a portal that's dropping it into the giant. Can you win this potion bottle? There's a lot of gold. A child. Maybe not a real one. You can't tell from this distance.
I was gonna say, like, a whole child, or, like, a child minus the head, or, like...
Hey, it looks like a child from here, but if you go up and look, it's actually just the body of a gnome.
Ah, that's much better.
Yeah. No head. It's not Bonk.
You remember that guy we kidnapped earlier?
Yes.
Is it him?
No.
Okay, cool.
That's a he was human-sized.
Oh, okay.
And that was a good bag of holding. I couldn't remember. You're in slanted shirtlands, which means half of the items here are bugged. I like saying slanted shirtlands.
Okay, is like... Okay, so, is the, like, the potion bottle that the things are dropping into, is there, like, a specific point that they're dropping from, or is it kind of scattered?
So, you know the normal potion bottle shape?
Yeah.
So, you know where the cork would be?
Uh-huh.
It's almost like somebody took a second bag, flipped it up, and, like, stuffed it into the hole, so everything is falling, like, right from the top of it, and I would like to... Okay, elaborate on how big this is. It's bigger than a person.
Okay.
It's like, you need like 10 half-orcs to carry this. That's how big it is. That might be too many half-orcs.
Okay, so, there's a bag of holding.
I get so scared whenever you smile.
So there's a bag of holding, as the cork, right?
Yeah.
Would I be able to sneak behind the counter and take the bag of holding?
You can try.
Okay, I'm gonna try that, because I think that would be fun. What am I rolling?
Stealth.
16.
Yeah, so describe to me how you sneak behind and grab it.
Okay, what I'm gonna do is, it's the swinging wooden doors, like in the Wild West, right? That's how you get behind the counter?
Yes. Or, okay. I guess this place has them too.
Okay. So, that's like a design trait of this town. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's because all of their walls are made out of steel, unless they were like, for example, this building was specifically made by Slanted Shirtlands, so they brought wood in to build Slanted Shirtlands.
Okay. So what I do is I as someone walks past the counter, I'm gonna like mirror them exactly so that we're walking exactly together. And then I'm just gonna like, once I get in front of the counter, I'm just gonna drop down to the ground.
Okay.
And then like kind of crawl around through the bottom of the swinging door.
Okay.
And then like, once I'm behind the cashier, I'm gonna stand up, take the fake bag of holding, and then...
Go ahead and just roll me, perception.
Six.
Okay.
And I do that, and then, like, I drop back down to the ground, and then
go around. So you pull the bag off, right? You go... Basically, right? You're uncorking it. But it does make a noise as you pull it off. It goes... And so the cashier turns around. You didn't know it would make noise.
Yeah.
They look at you. Sir, can you please put that back?
I just find it really interesting how this whole mechanism works. Is it okay if I just look at it for a bit?
No.
Please, I really want to know.
No, sir, please stop. I don't want to have to call the guards. You do know what city you're in, right? Like, literally every single person here can arrest you for anything.
Yeah, I just really want to know.
Okay, roll persuasion.
Why do you keep rolling so low?
Probably the dice.
Fair enough. This dice keeps rolling me threes and tens.
Nine.
Nine? Sir, I need to get my manager. I'm not paid enough for this.
Okay, I'll put it back, but can you, like, explain it to me?
I don't know.
Aww.
I don't know. I started working here 2 summers ago. The goal was to move out of town. I'm still here. And I don't want to know how it works. There probably isn't actually a way to win this thing. There's a guy that comes in here. If you haven't seen, there's a latch on the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So they take all the goods out, and then resets. Like, oh, somebody won it, but no. They just take it home. They take it to the bank. To the bankers. Huh. And then to, like, the colonel of this place. I don't know, Colonel Dijon or something.
That's really interesting.
You're interesting.
Well, thanks for telling me that. And then I'm gonna walk out of the store.
Without the bag in hand?
Without the bag in hand, I put it back. But, like, with the one that I stole.
Of course.
In my back pocket.
Yeah, you exit the store, and, because you set the bag down, they're just like, I'll go write up a report. And you just, there's just a sad retail worker. That's my future.
As I leave the store, I'm gonna be like, sorry for the paperwork, and then continue walking
Thank
out.
You for the apology. What would Steve like to do now that he has a bag of holding and some rope?
Steve really wants all of the stuff at the bottom of the thing, so he's gonna, like, snoop or investigate around the building to see if there's, like, a way to get down there.
Okay, go ahead and roll me investigation.
Nineteen.
That it wasn't a roll. That was just me pulling a d20. Oh, no! Where'd that dice go? So what did you say you rolled?
19.
19. Okay. So you notice several doors. Actually, there's like one that seems to just be the back door. There seems to be one that has a slight draft coming out of it. That obviously. Where you want to go, it's not gonna lead you to right under the persons because like this place was on a slight hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know those houses where it's like it's a hill, but then the house is straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how this works. So like you go around and there's a back door. There's two back doors. Just one of them has a draft.
Okay, so is there a back door like into the actual store part of it? Like did I notice that or anything?
So, this is, like, the back door to the basement. You might assume that the back door of the place itself is, like, you go into this door, and then you go up some stairs, and that's the back.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm not happy with the d20s I have. These ones are the cheap. What would you like to do?
I'm gonna test both of the doors to see if any of them are locked.
Do most police places lock their back doors during work hours?
If they don't want people going that way, then yeah.
So one of the doors is locked, the one that you assume that goes in. The other one does open up into a dark staircase. That gives bad vibes.
I'm gonna try to
lockpicking, I love lockpicking. Go ahead and roll me lockpicking lock. Roll stealth of hand.
I really like this dice. That's a 23.
23? Yeah, the door, you take your little clicky dudes, right? Wait, do you even have tools?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, okay. So yeah, you take your clicky things and you poke one in there. How long is his hair? When he has, like, long enough hair, does he have bobby pins? I want to know if Steve carries bobby pins with himself.
He carries bobby pins, but not for his hair.
For blood picking?
Yeah.
Okay, so he pulls out his one bobby pin. He pulls out another bobby pin. He stretches them open. He puts them in the thing, and they go kick, 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 kick. And then it... And it's unlocked.
And then Steve's gonna slink into the door.
Go ahead and roll me stealth again.
I completely missed the thing. 14.
That didn't even land. Stop it. Yeah, okay. So there's no one that you can see right away as you, like, you the door goes whoosh. You see the shadow, and like the shadows, you go and you whoop into the shadows, and you are one with the shadows, and you start.
And I did make sure to close the door and lock it behind me.
Okay. Okay, cool. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Is it one of those doors that is locked from one side, but you can really easily unlock from the other side?
So from this side, it's just a push door.
Okay, cool.
From the other side, it's one of those turning handles. You don't know how it works.
Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna, like, sneak around back there to see if I see, like, a hatch.
Roll me investigation.
23.
Okay, so you see, like, what looks like a railroad track, like a small railroad track, in the wood itself, and no, actually this is steel now, because you're on the, like, bottom floor, in the steel, and then you see a cart, and then you look above the cart, and there's a hatch. And you know, like, in all those TV shows where you go up into the attic and there'd be a string to pull?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks okay. like. Or like when you're in those, again, those TV shows, when you'd walk into the hall and then to pull the attic ladder down, there would be a string.
Yeah.
That's what you see.
Okay.
Roll me something real quick, because I want to tell you something, but I don't know if your character's going to think of it.
6.
Okay, I can't tell you.
What I'm gonna do is how tall is the, like, how high above my head till I get to the roof?
Hang on, I don't know why I have to jump for this, but I do. Is he about my height?
Slightly taller.
Wait a minute, Steve can just shift.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
I do too. He can touch you. He can touch it with his fingertips.
Okay. What Steve is gonna do is he's gonna take one of his daggers and, like, put it in between the little slit.
Okay.
To see, like, how thick the floor is and, like, where stuff is.
It's like, is this about 3/4 of an inch?
I don't know, but this is about 3/4 inch.
Oh. So this is like 2.5 inches. So you, like, stab your dagger up, and by, you've spent a lot of time with said dagger, so you can tell that just like the itty bitty pinch of the top of your dagger pokes out. Like, you know when you poke a pencil too far through something and you're like, you know you've poked it through something, but...
Yeah.
That's what it's like. Roll intelligence.
16.
It occurs to Steve that it's about midday, and something tells Steve that maybe if Steve waits until nighttime, when nobody is in the shop, it might be a lot easier to steal this stuff.
I completely forgot about that.
That's why you rolled into... First, you didn't roll well, you rolled that 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't tell you this. But Steve is also an intelligent character that
exactly.
He knows how to sneak. He's not gonna, like, do something stupid, like...
Yeah. What to do, what to do. Okay, what Steve's gonna do, he's gonna hide in the shadows, like, right next to the door. Like, if the door opens this way, he'd be hiding on this wall.
Which door? Like, the to one the that, outside?
Yeah, to the okay. outside.
So you're hiding where, like, you would get hit by the door.
Wait, does it open? No, it opens outwards.
So. When you were picking it, the door swung in. So it swung into the hallway.
Oh, okay.
Like how most outside doors swing into the house. Like, I don't think okay. outside doors are supposed to swing out of the house.
Steve is gonna, like, calculate, like, where the door...
Calculate?!
Yeah, where the door would open... Or where the door would go when it opens, and he's gonna stand, like, just outside of that range.
Roll intelligence to see if you can calculate.
Dirty 20.
Okay, he was about to do the maths, but then he sees the scraped up floor that very obviously tells you where the door, like, where its radius?
Yeah, no.
Angle? Not. It's like a, it looks like a yeah. right angle in yeah. the floor.
Yeah.
So you're standing right outside of the angle. So, like, if the angle is like this, you're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's gonna lay down on the floor so that he's looking underneath the door. Just so that he can keep watch to be, like, just in case anyone comes in.
Oh, so you're, like, you laid down on... So you won't get hit by the door, and then you do like this to
yeah.
look under it.
Yeah.
For audio friends, I'm just kind of squishing myself up to look under the door.
Like, laying flat on stomach with head.
The hall is not that big.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's a hall.
No, like, if the door opens like this, then it'd be like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So you're laying lengthwise in the hall, looking under the door.
Yeah.
Roll me intelligence. Not intelligence, perception?
13.
Okay, so you see, you hear, actually, a couple of footsteps. You don't know how many, but you hear some footsteps and some light talking coming towards the door.
How dark is it in...
It's pretty dark in this hall. Audio friends, he just made a face of, I've got an idea.
Steve's gonna shift into a rat.
Okay. Don't make references to other podcasts. You shift into a rat, and you hear the footsteps come up to the door, and one dude goes, okay, so we're headed down there. You need to be aware. Make me a history check.
Nine.
Okay, you do not recognize this voice. We'll head down there. We will get all of this stuff to the people. Hopefully no one new is down there. Of course there's just new people. It's always new people. Be back here in 2 hours. We cannot risk any longer down there. And then you hear the door next to the door you're standing in open. So the one to the weird staircase opens, and then what you assume is head down there.
Okay. Steve's just gonna keep on waiting until nighttime.
Okay. Steve's gonna have some leaving when we get the rest of the party back together. Cause, like, remember, Bonk, Balasar,
yeah.
and Steve, not Steve, Bonk, Balasar, and Ellis?
Elise, Ellis, are all frozen in time. So, like, they froze around Espen. Lunchtime. Espen.
Yeah.
They all froze in lunchtime.
Okay.
And so, next session is just going to be, like, you're going to get to a point where, I don't know, maybe we'll find a point where it's a good place for me to try to get the characters to go to, and Steve will just be waiting there.
Okay.
So you wait until nighttime, you hear a couple people up top talking about what happened today. It's like, yeah, there was this dude, he tried to take the topper off of the thing, and should we call the guards, should we put, and it's like, no, honestly, dude, I've been working here, they don't even give me rights, they don't even pay me some weeks, I don't even know why I still work here. And the other dude's like, you're right, okay, let's just lock up. It's not our fault if this place gets robbed. And so you hear them leave, you hear the door locks.
Okay, Steve's gonna wait like an hour and then open the top.
Okay, so you go up, you pull the string. It's an easy pull. You know, again, like, there's a latching mechanism.
Before Steve pulls the top, how big is the opening?
The opening.
Like, if Steve was to open it all the way, like...
What would you call the measurements of this box?
Probably a foot by a foot.
Okay.
Square foot.
Yep. So, square foot! So it's about 1 square foot.
Okay, and Steve has unshifted from being a rat, because, you know.
I'm joking.
And, he's gonna, like, open it just a little bit so that, like, only small things like gold coins could fall through.
Go ahead and roll me survival? Just to see, I don't know, how well the item shifts.
17.
Okay. So yeah, you open it just enough that little gems and gold coins and a few like family heirlooms fall through, maybe a few like love letters, just small things are falling through. So you know how it... An arm falls through, but not all the way, like, the body tumbles, and, like, so more coins are still falling through, but half of it's been blocked by this dead, this is so morbid. It's a skeleton, that's less morbid, by this skeletal hand. How is it still connected? I don't know, it's magic. You can have your body re-put together when you die. Maybe it's a family heirloom. Somebody was trying to kidnap the body, or maybe it's the body of an emperor or something. That would be sad. You went to go put the body of an emperor in a bag to move him, and then everyone's like, where did he go? And I'm like, I got it in a slanted shirt lens. And they're like, slanted shirt lens? You know what they're known for.
So Steve's gonna, like, have all of the coins stopped falling through the hand?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay, Steve's gonna wait until no more movement is happening. And about how many coins would you say fell through?
I want to roll the one... Oh, there we go. Those are the ones I need. I like rolling D8s because I get to call them... I get to go... Two pyramids ass to ass. Mm-hmm. And that makes me really happy. And I took that from a different podcast, but that's how I remember the eights. Okay. 58 gold.
Okay.
I recommend you write that down.
So Steve's gonna push the thing back up and close the little latch. Okay. Pick up all of the coins and knickknacks.
Oh, knickknacks. Let me roll for knickknacks.
an axe itself, so this isn't, you're gonna have to get it translated. I'm not gonna make you do that much work. We'll translate into about 55 more gold.
Cool.
Of knickknacks.
Oh yeah. It's not actual gold yet.
Okay, so Steve's gonna pick all of that up and put it into his pocket and not the bag of holding.
Your pockets are not that big enough.
Steve's gonna, how much is a regular bag of holding?
It can hold, I don't know, several liters of water.
No, but like, how much does one cost?
20 gold.
Okay,
20 to 40 gold, depending on how well they're made. This one, you...
Not well.
Wait, you stole it, so technically you don't have to feel bad, because you didn't pay for it, because they weren't being paid anyways. This is not how you ethically consume things.
Don't steal stuff.
But also buy from places that, like, pay the people who make their things.
So Steve is gonna put about 20 gold into his back pocket. Actually, he's gonna put about 20 gold worth of knickknacks into his back pocket.
Okay.
Because knickknacks are more expensive, I presume. And
okay.
Take up less room than 20 gold pieces.
Oh, gold coins are like that. And these knickknacks are like, they can range from something as small as a little, like...
Oh, okay. I'll just go with the gold coins then.
A chandelier. Not that a chandelier fell through.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to buy yourself a super cheap bag if something happens.
Yeah, and then he's gonna put the rest of them in the bag of holding.
You just go... Shoop.
Just scoop them up from the ground with the bag.
You. What is Steve doing?
Steve's gonna open the latch back up again.
Okay.
Just slightly to see if any more coins shift.
No.
Okay, Steve's gonna take the risk and, move the skeletal hand just a bit. Okay, yeah, so, see,
you don't want the skeletal hand, you don't want to put on it, you might be able to pull it out and then you, like a bokoblin stick.
The problem is, if I pulled out the hand, then that would send an avalanche of things coming down, making a huge noise and
true.
Alerting everyone. So, I'm all done with the latch, gonna put it back up, and then... sneak back out the door, and like before I exit the door, listen to see if there's anyone out there.
So you hear two people coming up that other staircase again. Roll me history again.
Twenty-three.
Okay, so because I don't know if they are going to be together. I'm not sure how this is going to go. So, this person might be in a panic, or they might be fine. It might still be those two people. But you realize this sounds like somebody from the ship you're on. I have no idea what emotional state they are in, because it all depends on everyone else who isn't here.
Okay.
We call this Steve's side adventure.
So, I'm gonna obviously open the door to the person.
Yeah! Oh, I know you. Oh, okay. Hello?
Don't worry about it. Then I feel like that's kind of the end of the episode, because, yeah.
Yeah. Which means I haven't revealed what... Only B knows what's down those stairs, because... they live with me, so they're just gonna get spoiled on shit sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I have kept it secret from the rest of you. You guys have no clue what's down the stairs.
And depending on how it goes next week, maybe this person will also get Steve to go down the stairs. That was Roll 20 Miles. I am your DM, Lillian Forrest. Here with me today is just Jonas. That was Roll 20 Miles. I'm your DM, yada yada yada. YouTube, thumbs up, comment, Apple Podcast, 5 stars, review, Instagram, Roll 20 Miles, Tumblr, Lillian Forrest 22. Fun fact?
Some cats are allergic to people.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
And with that, just keep on rolling.
Woo!